talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was a summery favorite, Is This Love by Bob Marley and the Wailers. And I just caught that movie on streaming this week. A very entertaining movie if you get a chance to check it out. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January. We organize the Charleston Home and Design Show, and I'm proud to announce we are about 75% sold out for our January 2025 home show. So if you happen to own a home-related business that caters to affluent homeowners and you'd like to talk about making sure you keep your pipeline full of projects for 2025, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call. We always manage to attract those affluent homeowners that the vendors at our home shows really, really like. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Trudy Krawcheck with Southeastern Galleries. She is the leader over there at Southeastern Galleries. Also, Caroline Kreese with IBP Charleston, and she's going to tell us how you can save some money on your energy bills with spray foam insulation. Also, Johnny Barrett with Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath, a very entertaining interview about kitchen remodeling and so on. And then finally, Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. Well, it's an exciting time at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. The new summer issue is out. Our whole staff was out delivering the summer issues to our client showrooms Thursday and Friday. So you can pick up the new issue, the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Now it's out at just about every home-related showroom throughout Charleston. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is Trudy Krawcheck with Southeastern Galleries. How are you doing, Trudy?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Sure. Trudy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Southeastern Galleries.
Sure. Southeastern Galleries is a family-owned business. And we were founded by my father and grandfather, my grandfather Norman Cannon, my father Bill Cooper, about 68 years ago. And I am the third generation for a family business, and I have two nephews that are the fourth generation in a family business. So we've been around a long time serving the Lowcountry.
Gotcha. Yeah, that, and I think that's important to point out to folks, because we have so many newcomers that are moving to Charleston, yeah, and they don't realize that Southeastern Galleries has been serving mm-hmm. the Charleston homeowners for many, many years, and they don't realize that a company that has been around as long as Southeastern Galleries, you folks must have a lot of happy customers over the years.
Well, it's generations, which is really the exciting part about it, and I have celebrated personally, have made the milestone of being in business with Southeastern Galleries for over 40 years. So even though I was 5 when I started, I've been doing it for quite some time. And so I have the joy of seeing, generations. And so now it's my friends' children who are coming in. And that's really the fun part, is to see the next generation coming through.
Well, if there's one thing that's certain is that change is constant. And so How has Southeastern Galleries been able to change with the times and keep up with all of the trends that come and go and everything like that?
Well, we have great business partners, and so when you look at some really, really strong manufacturers' names in the industry, Baker, Sherrill, Lily and August, Mr. and Mrs. Howard, Chaddock, with Larry Laszlo. So we work with the finest, I believe, of the fine manufacturers. And we are partners with these companies. And so not only are we seeking out the best of the best, in our opinion, at market every single 6 months, we hand pick, we see new frames, but we're always changing it up and putting a fabric on it that we think is specific for our market. And, we have a lot of folks who come in and they want a very traditional Charleston look. And we have a lot of folks who come in and say, I'm at Kiowa, I want it to look a little more resort. And then we have a lot of folks who are, I want it just to be a more contemporary, clean look. So we are able to, through our resources, create a lot of individual looks, and looks that are unique for each person, as we like to say.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, and one thing I've learned over the last couple of years, that Southeastern Galleries has been an advertiser with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, is just how many products and services beyond home furnishings that Southeastern Galleries helps homeowners with. You think you're going to walk into Southeastern Galleries to pick out furniture, but then you're sort of a one-stop shop when it comes to, it turns out the homeowner needs flooring, for example, or talk about some of the different services that go beyond just home furnishings that Southeastern Galleries helps homeowners with.
Well, thank you for asking that question, because our philosophy, and my grandfather and father, when they founded the business, my grandfather's philosophy was everyone deserves to work with an interior designer when they're working on their home. So our philosophy at Southeastern Galleries has been, we provide the assistance of an interior designer to work with you on your project, and we will help you as little or as much as you need. It is a free service of ours. And I might also say, I think we might be one of the very few businesses in Charleston that does what we do and has free delivery service to our trading area as well. But let's just say you're building a new home and you have all of the selections that you need to make in terms of granite, marble, hard surfaces, cabinet, color, style for your kitchens and bathrooms, and paint colors. We help you with all of those decisions. And I used to say, we have, if you can think of anything for the inside of your home, we have it. And now I say, well, we have it for the outside, because we have wonderful outdoor furniture, outdoor lighting, And the indoor-outdoor part of our business has exploded. And what I mean by that is there is so much in the world of fabric that can be indoor or outdoor. There's rugs and carpets that can be indoor or outdoor. There's lighting for outdoor. So really, truly, there is just a plethora of product that is available that we can assist you in making selections so that you have a really beautiful, cohesive look at the end of the day.
Gotcha. Well, that's I'm sure you have many customers that that really appreciate that, and that's one of the challenges when you do have a big project, whether it's building a new home or a remodel project, is jumping around from the different showrooms and
right.
going to the flooring, going to the countertop, and so on. And so, you know, to be able to basically offer those products and services to a homeowner is very valuable.
Well, it really is the ease of operation. And I learned my lesson many years ago. A client that I'd worked with at Wild Dunes, their permanent home is in Atlanta, and they wanted me to help them with it. And I thought, now, why do you need somebody in Charleston when there's so much available in Atlanta? And we started going showroom to showroom in Atlanta just because I needed them to see a little bit of product. And they were so blurry-eyed by the time we finished. And sometimes I don't think we appreciate just all that we have to offer. We have a 30,000 square foot showroom here. So you can come and sit and try every sofa, every chair. You're not looking in a catalog on upholstery to make a decision. You can see it, touch it, feel it. You can see handmade rugs up to a 9 by 12. We can order in rugs much larger than that. We have an entire broadloom carpet department that we not only do installed wall-to-wall carpet, but we make a lot of custom rugs and do a lot of staircases out of that department.
Well, that's great. 30,000 square foot showroom. How is it organized or laid out when someone visits Southeastern Galleries?
It really is kind of a vignette setting store. So there's lots of rooms, and people quite often will say, you know, we could get lost in here. And you really do it. I think that it takes a couple of times to come in when you're really looking for something to get acclimated and really see everything. And quite often, I will say as I walk through the store, I know we have such and such on the floor. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And it takes me a time or two every so often to find something. But there is a lot of product to see, and we have bedroom, living room, upholstery, case goods, outdoor furniture, mattress room, and then accessories all over to choose from. So not only do we sell off of our floor, but in addition, we do special orders and we do custom work.
Well, that's great. Well, I have to say that's that was a very forward thinking philosophy for your father and grandfather to have to say every homeowner deserves to work with an interior designer, because most people have never worked with an interior designer. And
right.
On the flip side of that, once someone does work with an interior designer, they'll never do another project without the help of an interior designer. So that's really something.
I agree with you. And quite often people, you know, don't necessarily associate it with going to the doctor or going to a specialist. But, you know, if you were doing a big project and, you know, your yard and doing it from scratch and you go to a landscape architect, I think that when you talk with an interior designer and you have good communication, my father, who was a phenomenal businessman and very, very wise, he would tell people all the time, when you work with a good interior designer, your home is going to look more like you at the end of the project instead of less like you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, we're almost out of time, but something I've always wondered about, and maybe you can help me answer this question. A lot of folks may remember the weatherman on Live 5 yeah. News, Charlie Hall.
Charlie Hall
yeah. was a spokesperson for Southeastern yeah. Galleries for many, many years, mm-hmm. and they may yeah. not realize they see Charlie Hall Boulevard up near yeah. In West Ashley. But how did you ever manage to get Charlie Hall, the very famous weatherman from Live 5 News, to be the spokesperson for Southeastern Galleries?
I think because Charlie Hall was a delightful, charming man, and he and my father had a great relationship. And Stacy Hall was a woman who was beautiful and had great taste, and she saw the value in Southeastern Galleries, and we did their home and developed a relationship with them like we do with many of our clients. It's a very intimate process, and you get to know your clients who become your friends, and Charlie Hall and Stacy Hall became our friends, and Charlie Hall was our spokesperson for a lot of years, and we really loved he and Stacy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said that was our last question, but I do have one more question, and that is Southeastern Galleries, I would imagine that part of your secret of success is repeat business. Do you have a lot of
yes.
clientele that work with Southeastern Galleries on one project, and then when they're looking to do another project, they come back to you, or their children come to Southeastern Galleries?
I'll give you one example, and I about jumped through the phone when I heard a client of mine from probably 30 years ago at Kiowa was calling. She had done many, many, many projects with us, and she had worked with our vice president of design, Phelps Dillon, who has passed away, and she called and asked for me, and I flew up to Buffalo, New York. She was moving into a patio home for the latter part of her life, and it was the most thrilling moment of my career to have somebody that would want us to come to Buffalo, New York, that worked with us on a second home at Kiowa. And so you do build these lasting relationships. And we had an outside source that drove the furniture up to Buffalo. They had beautiful, sunshiny days for me in February. We delivered her home. And so, yes, not only do we work with clients over the course of a lifetime, but now we have their children and grandchildren that we are working with.
Well, there's so much has changed over the years, and you know, so many people go online to look at things before they buy, and maybe they buy online, and the one thing that they're missing is the trust that goes yeah. with working with a local company. And I think that speaks volumes that you have so many customers that you've built that trust with, that they would take the extraordinary steps of flying you in to the hinterlands in northern New York to do that kind of work. So that's a great compliment to you and your staff.
Well, and like I said, we build relationships, and you know, you can't help but end up loving your clients, and they are very, we have the most loyal, fabulous, it's a real treat. And as my son says, Mom, it's not really fair that you go to work, because you don't see it as work. You absolutely love what you do, and yeah. I do. It really fills me up, and it's a wonderful business and a wonderful profession to be in, to work with so many, many lovely families and many wonderful people in Charleston and all over.
Yeah. Well, I wish that was the case for everyone out there, that and perhaps they'll find that when they're during their search. But how can folks get more information about Southeastern Galleries?
Well, they can always come into our store at 1885 Ashley River Road. And like I said, we have 30,000 square feet to peruse. They can call in and make an appointment with any of our interior designers. They can go online to our website, see all the different manufacturers that we have a partnership with, and they can look and see the bio on all of our designers. We love for people to come in and look for a beautiful throw just to make their room have a warm punch of color, and we'd love for them to make an appointment to start a new project, which is, you know, a new home or a renovation. So we do soup to nuts, and we are happy to have every bit of client come in to visit with us on any level, how small, how large. We're thrilled to have you come see us.
Well, great. Well, we have been talking with Trudy Krawchak with Southeastern Galleries, and you can always find Southeastern Galleries within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Trudy.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
You too. And now we're talking with Caroline Kreese with IBP Charleston. How are you, Caroline?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing, Tim?
Good, good. What does IBP stand for as part of the IBP Charleston name, and what is it that IBP Charleston does?
IBP stands for Installed Building Products Charleston, and we're locally owned and operated out of off of Aviation Avenue in North Charleston. We mm-hmm. provide insulation, fiberglass, spray foam. We also do mild microbial remediation, and that's about it.
Okay. So insulation, is why should people be thinking about insulating their home these days, right now when the weather is so hot during the summer months?
Well, now is the best time to have better insulation in your attic. Spray foam is the best product in this climate because it's so hot and humid. It keeps your attic within 20 degrees of your thermostat.
Okay. And what is spray foam insulation?
Spray foam is a polyurethane product, and it's a two-part product, and it gets installed underneath your roof deck as opposed to most insulations like fiberglass get installed on the floor of your attic.
Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago or so, the conventional wisdom was to vent the roof and let that hot air out. And when IBP Charleston installs spray foam insulation, do you leave that vent open in the roof?
We do not. We seal the attic from the peak to the floor, and we prevent the heat and humidity from coming into the attic. Mm-hmm. It also prevents critters and bugs and pests and pollen from coming into the attic as well.
Gotcha. So in the building industry, you folks refer to the inside of the home as the building envelope, right?
Correct.
And that I guess is if you were to visualize an envelope, you mail a letter in. That's the outside of your home, and you seal that envelope before you mail a letter, and so that's what IBP Charleston would be doing if they're installing spray foam insulation in your home. And what do you do? What does IBP Charleston do with the walls of the home? Do you have to take off the siding or?
When we do new construction, we can spray the walls. So in new construction, we can spray the roof, under the roof, the walls, and then the subfloor if there is a subfloor. With the walls in we can also spray foam an existing home. We can do the roof and we can do the floor. The walls are a different story. Those would either the sheetrock would need to come down from the inside or the siding from the outside. But the most critical area to spray foam is your attic. 50% of your energy loss is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
30 to 40% through the floor and only 10% through the walls.
Gotcha. So most people would think I have the most square footage of my home are the four walls that go from the ground up to the roof. That's the most important area to insulate, but they would be wrong, right?
Correct. They would be wrong. So when you open the front door to let me into your house to talk about spray foam, all your cold air goes right out through your ridge vent, and then your air conditioner has to work super hard to cool your house back off again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, you know, it's called the chimney effect or the stack effect, and all the air just goes right out the top.
So the walls are not terribly important to insulate then?
No, the walls and the walls are not. The roof and the crawl are the most important, or the floor is the most important.
Gotcha, gotcha. And those just happen to be the two areas that are typically accessible so that IBP Charleston, your technicians can come in there and spray foam. And so so the attic space and then underneath the house in the crawl space, are those will have the biggest impact for a homeowner in terms of saving them energy dollars then?
Yes, those two areas, the roof and the crawl space, will give them the biggest bang for the buck is what I like to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. And does IBP Charleston, I know there's at least two different types of spray foam. There's open cell and closed cell. What kind does IBP Charleston install?
We install both types of spray foams, and they just serve, they go in different places. So the closed cell would have to go in the floor system because it's exposed to the outside. Mm-hmm. And the closed cell has a vapor barrier in it. It also can provide structural strength. So if we put it in your roof deck and there's a hurricane, your roof is 300% stronger. Open cell is a product that you want to put either in your walls or in the roof, but it would not go on a subfloor because it can absorb moisture. So that's not a good thing.
And the open cell is also a good soundproof type.
It is.
Insulation.
It absorbs sound.
Right.
It's very good at absorbing
gotcha.
Sound.
And it's been a while since I thought about that, what you just mentioned, and I want you to just reiterate that. So when the IBP Charleston crew is installing the closed cell spray foam insulation in the attic, it's being applied over the roof rafters and the roof decking, which is on the outside, is where your shingles are. So it's underneath that, and it sort of acts like liquid nails, right?
It does, yes.
Talk about that
a little bit. It's like crazy glue in insulation. So it's a lightweight product, but it's very, very structurally sound. Mm. So like I said, we seal the attic from the peak to the floor, so we're actually gluing the roof down to the top of the walls when we spray foam an attic, because we block off the soffit, which is down on the, around the perimeter of your roof line, and then we block off the the ridge vent and any gable vents, if there are any.
Mm, gotcha. And so not to go off on a tangent, but we are in hurricane season, so we get high winds. If our listeners can kind of picture some of the TV footage that you typically see of it during a hurricane, it's you see roof shingles flying off, you see portions of the roof flying off, and that's when you're really in trouble, because all of that rain is going to the roof will be open, and all that rain is just going to flood into your house, and it's going to increase the damage that you're going to be experiencing. So if you can save your roof, which is just an added bonus of spray foam insulation, that then your house is better fortified and may end up being the difference between losing your roof and not losing your roof.
Yes. Yeah, it's like the hurricane likes to peel your roof back like a can of sardines. It just kind of wants to rip it right off. And so if there's airflow in your attic, there can be uplift, and that roof will go. Whereas if there's no airflow in your attic, because we've installed spray foam and you now have an unvented attic, that air is not able to lift up off the roof. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to protect everything inside your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. When somebody gets spray foam insulation installed in their attic, if someone were to do it maybe, one part of the home at a time, that would be the best place to save energy, right, is in the attic?
I would start with the roof, and then the second thing I would suggest would be the floor.
Okay. And we have spray foam insulation in our house, and you can walk into the attic space, and it's not as cool as it is in the air-conditioned part of the house, but it's but it's not hot. And we just had our an HVAC system replaced, and we got a couple of bids, and one of the companies had to take a picture of the attic space because if it's some of the jobs are really, really hard, so I guess they charge more for those versus, you know, being able to walk into an attic. And so they were quite pleased, the HVAC technicians working in that attic space on 90 degree days because of the spray foam insulation.
My attic, I've had spray foam in my house for 20 years now, and my attic is 85 degrees. I keep my thermostat at 71. The attics that I go into on a daily regular basis for work are 140 degrees. Mm. So if you can drop your attic temperature from 140 to about 90, you're doing your house a very good thing.
Right. And that heat in the attic, that radiates down into the lower levels, the living spaces of your house. So if it's 140 degrees up in the attic, that heat is going to, it's going to go up, and it's going to radiate down, and it's just going to make it harder to keep cool on your second floor, for example. So, well, that's interesting. How does spray foam insulation compare pricing wise to, you know, the pink stuff that people see in the big box stores?
Spray foam is probably about 3 times the cost of fiberglass, but the benefits of it are huge. Mm-hmm. Like I said, your electric bill should drop about 40%. Your second floor rooms are going to be way more comfortable than they are right now. If you have hardwood floors, spray foam underneath your floor will help preserve your hardwood floors. And it also prolongs the life of your air conditioning unit. So I, too, had my air conditioning unit replaced, and it had been 18 years old in a spray foamed attic.
Nice.
And they told me that it should have lasted 12 years, but it lasted 18.
Right, right.
So I got a lot more out of it.
Gotcha. Do customers ever ask you about the time it takes to basically pay back for the added cost of having spray foam insulation in your attic versus fiberglass?
They do. And the payback for spray foam as far as cost versus return on investment is about 3 to 5 years. There are other things that you can do to your home, but the payback, you know, they're very costly, and the payback can be like 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Like windows, for example, is a very costly thing, but the payback is over 10 years.
Yeah. And it becomes a selling point if you end up deciding to sell your house down the road, to be able to say, there's spray foam insulation in the attic.
That
everybody's looking to save money and have the most energy efficient house they can. Well, how can folks get more information about IBP Charleston?
They can go to our website, which is the same as our company name. It's IBP Installed Building Products Charleston. IBP Charleston.
IBP Charleston. And what's your number, Caroline, if anyone want to call you specifically?
My cell phone number is 843-518-3031.
Okay. And quick plug, Caroline has installed spray foam in, I think, 3 different houses, rental houses of ours. So I can attest it's a great product, and highly, highly recommend it.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking with Caroline Kreese with IBP Charleston. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Johnny Barrett with Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing great. Appreciate it. How about yourself?
Good, good. Johnny, good. Take a moment and tell everyone about Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath. We are located at 826 Coleman Boulevard. We specialize in cabinetry, design, sell, and install. We do anything from off-the-shelf, quick, easy ship stuff that you could do for bathrooms and kitchens, all the way up to full custom kitchens and baths and built-ins, book areas, and libraries. Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned some of the other spots in the home other than just the kitchen and bath that Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath can help homeowners with. So you're talking about like the it's very common to have like a fireplace with some shelving and cabinetry on either side of the fireplace. That's something Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath can help with?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we actually do quite a bit of full homes. When we do, you know, a new home construction, we'll do your kitchen stuff, obviously, with bathrooms, but then we'll do the laundry areas. We can do built-ins right and left of your fireplace. We've done libraries, Murphy beds that pull down in maybe a study or an office. You can do a pull-down Murphy bed in there for a guest that may be coming over. We'll do all that kind of stuff. We can do it finished or unfinished, so it can be finished house when all your trim is done.
Okay, good. And then on top of that, like pantries, for example, that's another area of the home has Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath help with?
Oh, yeah. We'll do a pantry along with the kitchen, absolutely. And the wet bars, so full pantries, whether you're doing a full scullery that's going to have almost like a small kitchen inside of there, or as basic as just some base cabinets and some floating shelves. Absolutely. Gotcha.
And I'm looking at your full page ad for Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And I like the headline. Mm-hmm. It says design, sell, install. Yes, we can make it that easy. Talk about that a little bit, how you make it easy for the homeowner.
We try to keep it in a one-stop shop, if you will, in doing all of the design for the cabinetry, as well as the countertops and decorative hardware. We do the installation of all of those. So when you come in here, you can sit down with us. We'll go through an hour-long consultation with what we do and don't do, the products that we offer and don't offer. Once we get a feel of what you're looking for, we'll put a design together for you. We'll run through that, get your pricing out for you. Get your countertops, get the cabinets ordered, all the hardware, all of it comes in. We'll take care of all the delivery. We'll take care of all the installation. So you really don't have to worry about any of those three items when it comes to your whole house.
Gotcha. So a homeowner, they know that they want to update their kitchen or their master bathroom or a powder room, whatever. They don't have to do the grunt work in terms of trying to figure out what an updated kitchen would look like. They can just go to Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath and you folks can create that new design for them.
Correct. They can. We have a lot of clients that will send us blueprints or basic drawings, and they'll send us some inspiration photos along with that. Or when they come in for their initial consultation, we'll sit down with some inspirational photos that they've brought in. We'll take a note of all of that, maybe even make copies of all the photos. Then when we sit down and try to do drawings for them, we try to incorporate the inspiration they're looking for along with the inspiration that we can bring to the table and our years of experience and expertise to be able to come up with that beautiful new kitchen that they're looking for.
Gotcha. And what are some of the features in some of the cabinetry, whether it's in the kitchen or the bathroom or wherever that you would highly recommend to a homeowner that they don't want to live without?
Well, I mean, every kitchen is going to have your basic stuff like pull-out trash cans, your workspaces, pull-out utensil dividers, different things for the drawers, all the hidden goodies, if you will, that may go into a kitchen or pantry or bathroom. But you're going to have really we try to bring more of the design aspect in line with something that they may not have thought about in an area that we can expound on. Doing something that they really didn't think they could create in that space. It's really just a collaboration of being able to put some things together to make it work for what they need. And then again, we try to bring our experience to the table with things that they may not even think of. And one of those, like I mentioned before, would be like the hidden Murphy bed in a desk area. Or hidden pullouts in pantries and kitchens. maybe racks for wine bottles, different things that everybody might be doing as a norm, but we kind of take it to a next level and just make nicer looking overall fit and feel for the kitchen and in all areas.
Are the soft close cabinet doors and drawers, are those pretty much just standard now? That's not like an upgrade or anything?
Yeah, no, I mean, used to, you could always tell people, hey, we, you know, everything has soft closed doors and drawers, solid wood boxes, dovetailed, full extension drawers. With our cabinetry, that's all standard. Plywood construction is all standard. So we really don't even, I mean, we'll inform a client that that's the way it comes, but it's almost expected anymore. If yours doesn't come that way, it's almost, oh, wow, it doesn't. Can we upgrade it? But everything that we have, that's standard features, yes.
Yeah, it's interesting when maybe you rent an Airbnb or you go someplace, you visit your relatives and who don't have the soft close cabinet doors, and you go to close it and just slams because you're used to the just kind of pushing it and it'll close softly on its own, but you don't miss it until you see that somebody else doesn't have that kind of thing.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, tell me about some of the choices that homeowners are making. Is painted cabinetry still more popular than like stained cabinetry, or is that changing?
That's actually making a little bit of a shift right now. You're still doing tons of paint everywhere. White, obviously, being the number one color. Shaker style is going to be the number one and probably number two. But the thing we are incorporating a lot more are some more stains, whether you're doing walnut, white oaks. We're doing different cuts of oaks. We are into quarter sawn and rift cut oak with natural stains, with a glazing on them. We're doing a lot more bold paint as well, custom paint, darker colors, trim. We're doing site finish stuff that's got trim that matches the cabinets and vice versa. There's just a lot more bold accents and walls that are going in that way. We are seeing a small shift going from a standard shaker into some of your slimline shakers that are going with now, a little bit more of the inset cabinetry. And we offer everything from frameless cabinetry, framed both with overlay doors and inset framed cabinetry as well. And everything from an off-the-shelf quick ship program all the way up to full custom. It's the way of our cabinetry. We do the plain and fancy cabinetry. We offer quality custom cabinetry, showplace, kith, wood. We got a lot of products that we offer that can fit a budget and a look, so you can get the look you're going for without breaking the bank.
Well, that's great. Plain and fancy. I noticed you mentioned that. That's the brand that we have for cabinetry in our kitchen and a couple of bathrooms. And we couldn't be happier with the plain and fancy cabinetry. And that's available through Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath. That's awesome.
Yes, and they have they make an excellent cabinet. Absolutely. Yeah.
And we had our cabinets installed 15 years ago, and they are holding up great. We haven't had any issues, not at all. And so even the most used part of the kitchen, that trash and recycle bin drawer or door, I should say, you know, that thing gets used, you know, dozens of times a day. Even that's holding up great.
Absolutely, yeah. And most of those parts, if anything were to ever go wrong with those, being the plain and fancy cabinets, or most of the cabinets that we offer, if not all of them, anything does go wrong with those, they're going to have a limited lifetime warranty. So if you get a warped door, a cracked door, a trash can unit that doesn't pull out, they will warranty those and replace them free of charge. So it's a great option. They have all Blum hardware in them, also has a lifetime warranty on those as well. Easy to swap out if anything ever does need to be changed.
Mm-hmm. How long has Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath been around?
Locally around here, between 7 to 8 years.
Okay.
We've each been here. There's three of us here. We have each got about 25 years experience. I'm probably the young guy here, and I'm right at 25 years this year.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, anything else you want to add to homeowners that might be looking to replace their kitchen cabinetry or upgrade their master suite bath and everything?
Yeah, you can start with, you could check us out on our website at MountPleasantKitchenAndBath.com. You can go to our Instagram or Facebook, take a look there at projects we've done. See what you like. You can get some inspiration photos from there. You can give us a call at 843-901-2506. Stop in, check us out.
And your physical location?
Is 826 Coleman Boulevard, Mount Pleasant.
Gotcha. All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Johnny Barrett with Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath, and you can always find Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Johnny.
Thanks. I appreciate you calling me.
And talking to us now is Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. How you doing, Steve?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Arbor Building Group.
Arbor Building Group, we are a custom home builder and general contractor in the Charleston area, serving the greater Charleston area and, you know, all the coastal communities and islands. Been around here since 2008. Originally we moved here from North Carolina, where we're a custom builder for 20 years up in the North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham area. And, we've been down here now since again, 2008, and, been having a lot of fun doing a lot of great building around here and, meeting a lot of nice folks.
Gotcha. 2008. That must have been an interesting time for Arbor Building Group to get started right during the start of what they call the Great Recession.
And that was kind of strategic that's when we made the move, because again, to your point, you know, the industry was kind of dead at that point in time, and we had always been coming to Charleston area for 40 something years on vacation, and we wanted to, you know, definitely, you know, be down here and retire here. So, you know, I kind of made the decision at that time to, hey, let's get down to Charleston now on the ground floor. You know, the industry will come back and we'll be in there on the ground floor. And actually that actually panned out to work out pretty well, because we did. We got in here, got settled in, and, you know, caught the whole upswing and, you know, been, you know, busy as can be ever since.
Right. Well, you being you've been here for about 15 years or so, if my math is correct, more than 15 years. And was there a learning curve for you in terms of going from the different types of environment, building homes in North Carolina to building homes on the coast?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some different requirements, you know, wind load, you know, different things, elevations, because of, you know, flooding issues here, you know, and different floodplains. And that's actually, you know, now you hit on that note. It's actually, that is a huge hunk of our business, because, you know, with the new FEMA flood elevations that came out, you know, they revised all of the flood elevations in the area. You know, and now if people want to do a major addition or want to do a certain percentage of improvement to their home, they have to bring their house up to code. So we do a lot of lifting of homes as well, you know, taking them off a crawl space, putting them up on pylons, you know, getting them up above the floodplain requirements. So that has been a big part of our business, doing that and doing a lot of large scales. We actually are doing a couple big large scale projects on Isle of Palms right now. And we just finished up a nice project on Kiowa. And we're also dug in like a tick, because, you know, my history is, you know, I'm originally from upstate New York in the Millbrook area, which is a lot of historical properties up there. And when we first come down here, that's really how we got a groove in the Charleston area, is did a tremendous amount. We still do a tremendous amount of work on historical restoration in the downtown area. We've done work for Clemson University on some of the buildings they own. We work with the city of Charleston, as well as, you know, private ownership of homes as well.
Gotcha. It seems pretty easy to do, but I bet it's not to elevate a home out of a flood zone. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely a specialized. There's not a lot of people that do that work, we've been doing it, for quite a while now. And it's just very time consuming to do. It takes a while to do, but you just have to have the right knowledge and right now to do it, and can lift up pretty much anything. We don't really get into moving the houses around on the lot. Then you'd have to get another company for that. But if you're going to keep the same footprint, just go up. That's kind of what we do. We have not moved a house from a different parcel to another parcel. That's a whole nother ball game.
Who is a candidate to elevate their home? Has their flood insurance gone up like crazy, or have they experienced different flood events?
Well, we get some level of that, but most of it is, the client would say, hey, I want to put a nice large addition on my house, or I want to tear the roof off, I'll put a second story on my house. But because of the code requirements, the municipality will tell you, hey, you can't do that unless you first raise your house to bring your house into compliance with the current code. Then you can go ahead and do your addition. Otherwise, we will not allow you to put that kind of value add into a house that is, not code compliant, if you will.
Gotcha. So it's the municipal. Is this the city of Charleston, and the municipality you're referring
it's
to?
It's anywhere and everywhere, really. Anywhere that you want to build. Charleston County, South Carolina code. Anywhere in South Carolina, and most of the coastal areas, it's starting to happen all the way up and down the coast. And we have had a lot of people on Kiowa lately, in Seabrook, and different coastal areas, that these insurance companies are dropping these, or threatening to drop their insurances unless they, because we've been doing a tremendous amount also of putting impact windows in, impact doors, and getting houses up to code that way as well. That's kind of been taken care of the need, and the insurance companies are kind of going back to sleep on these people, saying, okay, you've done this work, you've put in all the impact windows and such, so we're good, we'll keep you insured. So the insurance company's starting to play a little hardball with clients and their clients. So.
Right. Gotcha. Does Arbor Building Group, do you build new construction, or is it strictly renovations?
No, we actually build custom homes as well. And, we basically stay in the Charleston County area. We have a lot right now actually in Johns Island. We have a house, a 5-acre lot there that, we have up for sale, to build a house on right on the Kiowa River. But, we build houses here and there, but, because to get traction down here, there are a lot of custom builders in the area, and, we get a certain level of traction there, but our traction right now, that we have has been in the historical restoration and a lot of large scale renovation. I mean, complete gut outs. We'll take a complete house, gut it, add X amount of square footage, or do whatever we need to do to the home, based on the plan of attack of what we're trying to do to the home.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference in terms of?
I like to do both. We like to do both. We like to do exciting work too. We don't build track house kind of quality things. It's not what we're about. We are a custom builder, and we cater to our clients as we should.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, can you talk about any projects that maybe come to mind that you're particularly proud of that Arbor Building Group has undertaken maybe since you started here in 2008?
We've done so many projects, but we've done a couple, all our stuff is kind of unique in a way. And I really love the historical work because it's something different every day. And not everybody can do that work. When you have a house that's listing at 10 degrees, what's the word we use here? Patina?
The Charleston tilt is what I've heard.
Yeah, you got the Charleston tilt, exactly. But, it's funny, we had hired a couple, we always, looking for good, master carpenters. There's still short stories. I had a guy come out, we had replacing some doors in a house. I was listing about, 7-8 degrees. He puts in a brand new door. I said, man, that don't look. Yeah. I said, that's not right. What do you mean? It's totally level. I said, that's the problem. You have to level, because now it's out of place. You got to put the door in at 7 degrees. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of an interesting, you know, you have to be able to work with different substrates, if you will.
Yeah. You make those compromises. It may not be perfectly square, but it looks right in its setting.
A really cool job we did was on 10 Gillen Street downtown. We did that a couple of years back, and that was probably one of the most photographed buildings downtown. And we took that building, and it was a 4-story building, and gutted it out on the inside and reposted and beamed the entire interior and basically rebuilt it inside of the masonry exterior frame that was there. And that building was built, I think, in 1845. So that was a really fun project to do, and we exposed a lot of ancient architecture in there, or that was covered up over the years, and we exposed all the brickwork and stuff, and that came out really sweet. That was a really fun project to do.
Did you come across any treasures in that renovation?
Actually, we made the New York Times. We shut down, I think, 4 city blocks. There was an old artillery shell inside the building. And one of our guys is an ex-military. He said, hey, boss, you know, this thing's a live round. I said, what? And so we called the Navy. They came, and they shut down the whole 4 corners downtown. It actually made the New York Times.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty exciting, yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Did you get to keep the shell?
No, they actually took it in a black van, took it up to the base up there, and they don't even tell you whether it was live or they dead or not. They don't want you to know.
Right, right.
It was a big. They said if this shell went off, it would have leveled the whole city street. So it was a huge shell.
Dang.
From like World War II.
Yeah. Oh wow, World War II.
Yeah,
interesting. Well,
I asked, why was this in the building? And they said, well, the original owners, it was in the family for generations. They're using it as a doorstop. I'm like, great.
Yeah, well, it got moved around a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, it did. So yeah, you run into things, but. Yeah,
right, sure. Right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Arbor Building Group?
We have a presence. Our website is abuildinggroup.com. You can reach us, you know, through our website, contact us there. We're also out of most of the marketing, we have a presence out on the internet, you know, Google, House, most of the big marketing things, firms, and we're actually, a couple articles in the Charleston Home and Design magazine. So, you know, we're pretty out there, and, you know, our phone number, if you can call direct, is 843-709-6037. And, we're more than happy to come out and see what we can do for folks.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.